Back in the late 1990s, I was a student in the Welsh town of Aberystwyth, and I was one of the last group of students to go off to university and get a government grant. I qualified for a grant, which was a free monetary gift from the government to sustain me through my studies. I was very grateful for it. Now, if you go off to be a student at university, chances are you're going to have to take out multiple loans and you'll end up in a lot of debt at the end of your student days. A grant is a gift. And Paul talks about two things that we are granted in Philippians 1, 29 and 30. The first one is one that we think about all the time and celebrate all the time. We have been granted belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the second thing that we have been granted is more surprising. Let me read those verses. Philippians 1, 29 and 30. For it has been granted to you on Christ's behalf, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you're engaged in the same struggle that you saw I had and now hear that I have. So Paul reminds the Philippians that they've been granted belief in Christ, but they've also been granted suffering. Suffering that is for Christ. How is suffering for Christ? Well, it's not the same as Christ suffering for us. Christ suffered on the cross for us in order to bear the penalty of our sin so that we can be forgiven and be made part of God's people, as we thought about yesterday. We are citizens of heaven because he suffered on the cross in our place. We don't suffer for Jesus' sins because he didn't sin. So in what way do we suffer for him? We suffer for him as we live in this sin-sick world. And we suffer for him as people see the ways in which we suffer. It could be through illness, it could be through persecution, it could be through something else. They see us suffer as Christians, and they see us relying on the Lord Jesus Christ. They see us being granted from him a peace that passes understanding, as Paul will say later on in this letter. We suffer for him in such a way that others are then drawn to Christ as well and ask Christ to suffer in their place so that they are forgiven their sin. It's a privilege to suffer for Jesus, given how greatly he suffered for us in ways far beyond those which we will ever suffer for him. It's been granted to us to do that. So let's do it well. Let's ask that by the Spirit we would suffer well for Christ, such that others are drawn to Christ as they see how we lean on him and how he is gracious to us through whatever we are suffering.